We always have good guests here on the show, and we're very excited about our guest today because it's breaking news.
That's what I hear. Yes.
And I'm excited. I'm gonna slide back.
Oh.
And I'm too excited right now to even hardly talk.
Okay. Well, we'll welcome in our guests, Craig and Kelly Safranek. Good to see you both.
You too.
Morning.
Now, I understand there's breaking news. Can I guess what it is? I know you guys are associated with Dairy Queen. You are here to present Dave and Brent with Blizzards for Life. Is that what it is? Is that what the breaking news is?
Well, not
I was
bad.
Looking forward to getting a dilly bar out of that freezer in the foyer.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's right. Yes, we purchased that from the gala.
Right. How's that working out?
Well, I think we're trying to put together a package to make somebody a winner of all of those dilly bars.
I think Jeremy's working on that. He's got some plans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, you guys are here with some breaking news, but it's kind of a new business adventure. So tell us about it. Where do you want to start?
Well, we all know when the McDonald's closed, there was kind of a sigh there, and we know some people as far as through the Dairy Queen, through some of the franchise world. And so we did put forth pretty substantial effort to try to keep the McDonald's here. We had a franchisee in the Lincoln area that was willing to come out here, keep it going, and McDonald's said no. They told him no. He approached them. He had multiple stores. He thought it was, you know, a good opportunity for him to expand, and so McDonald's told him no. And I think, in my opinion, some of the bigger chains are gearing up for the cities with a really high population because, you know, they need business all the time to really make those low margin places work well. Just you need the quantity. So anyway, when they told him no, I thought, well, if they told him no and they told us no, we probably had to move on. So just looking at a vacant building there for quite a while and nobody really jumped on it to buy it. I don't know if you guys know, but McDonald's actually owns every building that they have McDonald's in, and the local person just has to lease it. So McDonald's was pretty hard to work with on the sale of the building. They did sell it, and then they have huge restrictions like no food for 20 years, no drugs, alcohol, whether it's even legalized, you know, whether the marijuana thing ever comes, you know, couldn't have that for 20 years. So pretty stringent on what you could do with a building like that. So we did get them to come down a little bit on the food thing. They compromised a little bit on that and made a little bit of leeway for a couple options, but nothing like a chain of any sort could ever be in there. So anyway, Art and Diane Anderson and us kind of got together and decided we'd go ahead and roll with it and come up with something. And during some of our talks, we just tried to think about what do we not have in the area, or what do people leave town for quite a bit, that type of thing. Kelly and I were out of town and kind of visiting some different places, and we just saw a lot of things to do with whole body wellness or just body care, whether it's skin treatment, you know, fingernails type things that, you know, people are, not that we don't have some of that locally, but we really wanted to try to do something all under one roof. So we wanted to bring a facility here that maybe encompassed a lot of things under one roof, and that's kind of what we came up with. So Kelly's going to kind of talk about the different types of services that we'll have in the building. So it'll be kind of, like I said, just a huge body wholeness, wellness facility that people can use. And once you hear the different options, there's quite a few different things that don't just apply to women and their fingernails.
All right. Wonderful.
All right. So the building is going to be called the Secret Oasis. And I'm just going to walk you through quickly on what we knew the building as and what we've converted it into. So when you walked in and where you got in at the end of McDonald's, you got your drinks in the front, what everybody can see from the highway. That area now is a manicure pedicure area. And then where you ordered your food inside and like watched them do the fries and make your burgers, all that's been cleaned out, and it's just a large open room, approximately, what would you say?
15 by 40.
Maybe. Something like that. An open room for people to rent, to have yoga, stretch classes, Pilates, any type of class. What I'm most excited about is the bungee fitness. I can't wait. You're suspended from the ceiling, and it's supposed to be less stress on your hips and joints. You're just doing a workout. I've jumped out of an airplane before, so I like that kind of stuff, you know. So I'm excited for that.
Not sure if it'll be similar to that.
And then, like, where you would sit and dine, eat your food, like walking back to the bathrooms of the old McDonald's. We've converted that into 7 private rooms in which they're all rented. One is not for sure rented, but I'll walk you through those rooms. One room will be a tonal machine, which is a private workout with resistance on weights. Salt therapy room, which is an all-natural, drug-free. It's good for your respiratory, people that have asthma, allergies. It would be really good right now in the cold for the respiratory stuff that's going around. An esthetician room, which will have a Japanese bed spas, multiple facials, microneedling, chemical peels, waxing, lash and brow services. So there's a lot of things going on in that room. A massage room with deep tissue, prenatal cupping massages. Another room for a red light bed, which is a bed that helps pain relief, anti-aging, weight loss, a lot of heat in a short amount of time there. And then a hybrid tanning bed, which is a combination between the UV bed and a red light bed. And so then the other room, we're still questioning on what we're putting in the last room. So.
Wow.
So all the different rooms and kind of businesses will be individually owned. So they've rented basically space from us. So we're putting it all together on one app. So, you know, if you're looking to get maybe your manicure, you'll also see what other services you could pick from. So it should be easy for the consumer to look at some different options rather than, you know, you need to go to this person's site to get their appointment. So should be able to go to one site. It hasn't been totally all conformed and finalized yet, but you'll go to one site to get all the different services, book appointments. So everybody will be paid individually. So you won't pay a large company, you'll just be paying directly to whoever you're getting services from. Some of these will be set up on like a monthly membership, kind of like, you know, back when everybody was using tanning beds and stuff. Mm-hmm. You get a monthly and you just use it as you get scheduled. So yeah, we're looking forward to that, and I'm getting that app and everything all set up so people can jump on there and see what's available for days of the week and times and subscriptions for the membership. So we'll have that all rounded up onto one page.
Yeah. So I guess my first question is there a date that is set to when all of this will be available, or is that still in the works? Or
So it'll be in March. Okay. At some point. Yeah. They're putting flooring down now. If you kind of go by it at night, there are lights that stay on, so you can always look and kind of see rooms, that type of thing. So yeah, they're putting flooring down these last couple days, and then just got to get some of the specifics ironed out. And then, so she has another in the back.
So yeah, we're trying to get the front part open for these services. And then if you've driven by this week, they ripped off the back end of, which would have been like the freezer and the cooler area of McDonald's. And in the back will be the Secret Garden drive-through only. And it, you know, the Secret Garden's been in business for 22 years, but in the last 18 years, I've brought my drinks to town in the summertime, and I'm bringing my drinks to the drive-through at McDonald's. So,
Can I applaud? Oh man, that's great news.
So it's going to be the same drinks that we've always served, that we've brought to town for 18 years now. But then, just with the whole wellness thing, we're adding a whole bunch more 100% fruit options to go along with that. So we'll have our coffee drinks like we always had, hot, iced, or blended, and then all of our smoothies, plus another whole line of 100% fruit options, and then grab-and-go food. We're really trying to focus on, we're doing the 2 drive-thrus. We're having to move the drive-thru windows like they were at McDonald's. We're moving one so that if you order food, it's grab and go. So if you're just getting food, you can pull right out of that drive-thru and go. If you order a drink, you'll order the drink and then move forward for the drink so that we can keep moving people through at their lunch break.
Wow. Yeah. And this is, Craig, where you had to do some negotiation to get the drinks and the food allowed?
Right, So they basically just made it very, very restrictive to bring in like a Burger King or an Arby's, that type mm-hmm. of thing. So, yeah, we did kind of get the mom and pop exemption in there for that. So, yeah, they're pretty hard to negotiate with, yeah. And there's no conversations. It's all email, and I think keep a paper trail, I think, of kind of what their people are doing, too. So that's fine. But, yeah, so that's what we were kind of able to slim down on their negotiations. But after 20 years, I mean, who knows? We can do anything, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. Well, annoying you two, you'll still be doing all of these things.
I don't know.
Years from now, I don't know how you do it. But, Kelly, that's got to be kind of exciting to know that you're going to be there all the time, and I assume you'll still have your trailer for some other things maybe, but you'll have it there every day. Will you be open 5 days a week, or how are you going to do that?
We're still working on that. For sure, 5 days. I would like to see some on a Saturday, but not for sure what we're working on. But like we said, the front part is what we're working on getting open first. The back part, my drive-through, it won't be too far behind, but right now it's a disaster back there. So
it'll come together.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, exciting to hear about this, because what you've done here is, you know, we like to see new businesses start up. And I can tell you the rumor mill was, you know, going pretty strong. You probably know this. The last I heard that was going to happen, it was going to be storage. I'd heard that there was going to be another storage place. You're way beyond that, because now you've got a place where how many businesses, separate businesses, are going to be starting there. That's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it should be good. Should give. There are some people locally that travel to other towns even to do this, to do their work. So hopefully bring some of that back to right here in Custer County. And as far as what we're looking for is the manicure and pedicure room will be all totally set up with those brand new beds, those. I don't really do that, but
you can get a massage while you're getting your toenails done
and all that stuff. So it'll kind of be the new state of the art equipment. So we are looking for some people that will want to rent that space, but we'll have it all set up. So it'll pretty much just be walk in and, you know, be able to roll with their stuff. So we're looking for a couple nail technicians that we're trying to have that place hopefully open 7 days a week. I know, you know, sometimes for the working, you know, families, Saturday, Sunday are their only day that they can kind of jump out and get something like that done. So we are going to rent out those spaces by the day. So if somebody's only interested in working a couple days a week, we'll work with them and we'll just try to mix and match it. So hopefully maybe somebody's there every day of the week at some hours, but through the app they'll be able to, you know, identify, you know, which hours are available, you know, whichever week they want to go. And then for this yoga fitness room, just looking for anyone interested in hosting classes. I know there's some kind of take place all over town as far as they have a stretch group or a yoga group, so just looking to work with some of them to be able to host their group right in our facility. And yeah, the yoga room will have, it's kind of long and narrow. It's kind of the old kitchen, like you said, but we're going to have some big screen TVs on the wall. That way, if they want to, you know, do some instructional things, the group through the TVs, they could do that through smart TVs, or if they just want to watch the Huskers play basketball or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. That would interest you.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I have a question. When you kind of get all of this together, especially the bungee thing,
yeah.
I'm really interested in this. Can we do a remote and put Dave on the bungee thing? I would love to see that.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. That would not be the best advertisement for that.
In all seriousness, I mean, we're all here. We love Broken Bow. Everybody in this room loves Broken Bow. And I just think it's great that that building that is in such a what's the word I'm looking for? Such a
prime spot.
Prime spot of coming in and out of town will no longer be vacant.
Right.
Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah.
And congratulations, because it was just kind of, can I say eyesore?
Yeah.
Just just the vacant building? Yeah, it was. And so it won't be anymore. And I applaud you guys for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, plus putting several businesses in it.
Right.
Which is, I think, exciting.
Yeah. I think it'll give a lot of local kind of entrepreneurs a chance to kind of build here locally and see what happens.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Next Monday, they'll have a Facebook page kind of live, and people will be able to kind of scroll around. It might not have all the specifics, but it'll kind of give them a general rundown of everything we've kind of went over today and give them some things to look forward to. And, but like I said, opening in March at some point here.
All right. Thanks,
Do you want
guys.
To get phone numbers or anything? Or contact us?
Or just message us through the Facebook app.
Okay.
Or
all right.
And, if you're interested in instructing any of those. Mm-hmm. And then the Secret Garden, I mean, I'm going to have to find more employees. There's only so many hours in the day and so many places I can be at once. So, because I still want to work some at Dairy Queen and be a little bit here and there. So,
yeah.
I need some more employees there.
Thinking about the State Fair again?
Yep. It'll be my 16th year there.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, we'll be traveling with the food trailer. So, I need multiple different locations. Mm. So, I need to find some more workers.
So, more workers needed. All right, guys. Thank you. And if you need a sauna, we can move the studio down.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, it feels good.
It's not too bad.
Okay, good. Good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.